Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Happy Sunday, everyone. This is the weekend edition of the LA Report. I'm Kyle Stokes. I'm an education reporter for KPCC and LAist.com. In a public school, you might assume that the government pays for the gym teacher, for the music class, or to fix the copy machine. But in wealthy and gentrifying areas of Los Angeles, it's often not the government, but parents who raise money to cover these costs. In the Los Angeles Unified School District, parents raise more than $30 million every year. It took months of reporting for me to arrive at that number. I dug through more than 1,700 tax records from PTAs and booster clubs across the district, and this week I started sharing what I've learned over these months. Last spring, at One Silver Lake Elementary School, I met parents who refused to let a pandemic prevent them from hitting an important fundraising target, and some of the students who played their own part in helping to raise the money. Mia Slawinski and Sadie Hayes are good friends, like know-all-each-other-secrets kind of good friends. And wouldn't you like to know those secrets, says Mia.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell that to the people, the public on the radio, though, because that wouldn't be a very honest thing to do to my best friend.
Yeah, same here. If I told her who she had a crush on, she doesn't have a crush on anybody.
That is Sadie backpedaling.
She doesn't have a crush on anybody, by the way.
Mia and Sadie have been friends since even before they attended Mitchell Terena Elementary together. They were fifth graders when we met outside the school in March of 2021. And March is when Mitchell Terena's Booster Club holds its big spring fundraiser, normally a one-day extravaganza called Marchathon. And even Sadie's younger sister, Gemma, remembers those pre-COVID Marchathons.
It has, like, prizes, and if you run 30 laps, you get gelato.
That's laps around the schoolyard. And just like a marathon, there are spectators, the parents, like Mia's mom, Rachel Slawinski.
And the parents get silly string and spray it on the kids, right?
Yeah. The kids do it on the parents.
Yeah. And we're all like running around the school saying, don't squirt me, don't squirt me.
And also, like a marathon, the runners, the students, raise money by asking neighbors or relatives to sponsor them. Not that the donation part means all that much to Sadie.
I mainly care about the gelato.
But these fundraisers are critical for Mitchell Terena's Booster Club, just like they are at schools across LA. I built a database of parent fundraising groups in LAUSD, and I found 74 campuses where, on average, parents raise at least $100,000 each year. Most of these 74 campuses are on LA's west side or in the southwest San Fernando Valley, but Mitchell Terena in Silver Lake is one of them. The Booster Club Friends of Mitchell Terena has paid to hire teaching assistants, provide stipends for bilingual interns, shelled out for theater, dance, and PE programs. For a booster club in an affluent or gentrifying LAUSD neighborhood, that is typical, though it still doesn't feel normal to parent Rachel Slawinski.
Yeah, I was shocked at how much is not paid for by the system.
So despite COVID-19, Marchathon went on in 2021. Organizers had to ditch the gelato and the silly string, and instead of a one-day event, Marchathon would be a month-long fundraiser with socially distanced fun walks for the kids each week, where parents could also drop off donations.
But I was wondering if we could just Venmo a couple donations today.
Yes, so okay. It is at PayPhone.
Even amid the pandemic, the Booster's Marchathon goal was bigger than ever, $45,000 during the month. It was a goal that the parents couldn't easily afford to miss. For the upcoming school year, the Booster Club was raising money to keep Mitchell Terena's assistant principal on staff.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. I mean, I was like, when I was in school, I just paid for that stuff. Now it's like, nope.
But by their second Friday on the streets, organizers were off to a slow start.
I'm a little worried because I think the last total I saw was 14,000.
Aaron Plas Campo Amor was co-president of Friends of Mitchell Terena. To reach their goal on time, the boosters would have to raise $30,000 more in the 2 weeks before spring break.
I'm hoping just people are just like distracted and overwhelmed and procrastinating, and they're all gonna like rally together at the very end.
With this year's Marchathon, the parents were taking a leap of faith. Before the fundraiser even began, the parents had to promise LAUSD they'd pay for the assistant principal to stay, whether or not Marchathon succeeded. But Mitchell Terena parents had hit other fundraising goals during the pandemic, so a slow start to Marchathon was no cause for panic. Yet.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for
raising money.
Yeah.
Why is it that parents at schools like Mitchell Terena often foot these bills? Well, there is a reason, and to understand why, we have to step away from the fundraiser for a moment and into the past, because the answer to that question has a lot to do with history, not just of the school, but of the neighborhood that it sits in. Silver Lake has always been an eclectic place. It's been a haven for the LGBTQ community, for immigrants from Asia and Europe. But back in 1989, when Sal Vasquez started kindergarten, the neighborhood was working class and Latino. So were most of Vasquez's classmates at school.
I ended up becoming the unofficial translator for my kindergarten teacher, because we had students in our class who spoke no English.
Back then, Vasquez went to Mitchell Terena Elementary, just off of Sunset Boulevard. At the time, the school was more than 80% Latino. But by the early 2000s, not long after he left for UCLA, Vasquez noticed the neighborhood was starting to change.
Mostly immigrant-owned businesses were disappearing. You would also just notice the people who were living in the area now. It was a lot younger, whiter.
Silver Lake was gentrifying. And if you want to understand how Mitchell Terena goes from low-income school to school where parents fundraise $200,000 a year, you have to understand how gentrification affected Mitchell Terena starting in, say, 2005, when Al Guerrero's daughter enrolled.
There was this perception that Mitchell Terena was on the other side of the tracks.
At the time, there were white families in Silver Lake, but few sent their kids to Mitchell Terena. Some of that was about test scores, which were not great. Still, Al's wife, Dorit Dowler Guerrero, heard white parents saying pretty explicitly they didn't want to enroll in a school with mostly Latino kids.
There's such weird hysteria about Mitchell Terena and about it being so non-white.
But rising housing costs were forcing working-class Latino families out of Silver Lake in the 2000s, and Mitchell Terena lost half of its students. The school badly needed to convince Silver Lake's more affluent newcomers to send their kids there. So in 2012, the principal launched a dual language program, and Dowler Guerrero linked up with other parents like Rebecca Crane to start selling Mitchell Terena. Crane even visited living rooms, offering her personal guarantee.
This is a nice school. It is okay to send your kids to this school, even though the grade school score is 2. And actually, people, listen to me.
In 2013, Mitchell Terena's enrollment started growing again. Most of the new students were white and affluent. And here is why parent fundraising became so critical. For years, Mitchell Terena received extra funding because more than 50% of its students were low income, federal Title I funding, it's called. But as wealthy families enrolled their kids, Mitchell Terena's low income percentage dropped. So its Title I budget dropped too.
As we lost Title I dollars, the school was unable to fund certain positions.
Plas Campo Amor says the Booster Club was originally founded so Mitchell Terena parents could fundraise for bells and whistles, art, field trips, after-school activities.
Over the years, it became more and more about, we need an assistant principal.
This is Mitchell Terena's reality now. What was a high-need, segregated school a decade ago is now a gentrified, mixed-income school, which in the Los Angeles Unified School District makes Mitchell Terena less of a budget priority. LAUSD directs basically all Title I funding to majority low-income schools. They use it to hire administrators, aides, coaches, counselors. At lower need campuses, parents who want those staffers often step up themselves. In LAUSD, just 70 out of more than 700 schools do not qualify for Title I money, but that relative handful of schools accounts for most of the parent fundraising in the district. In fact, these higher income schools account for nearly 3/4 of all of the money that all PTAs and booster clubs raise.
Oh, hey, do you have a question?
Where are the tattoos?
Oh, the tattoos are right here. So you can pick
by the third Friday in March, Mitchell Terena Elementary Booster Club co-president Aaron Plas Campo Amor was starting to feel the pressure.
How are things going right now?
So we've raised $18,000.
Well short of their $45,000 target for Marchathon 2021. Spring break, and with it, the end of the fundraiser was just a week away. Plas Campo Amor turned to a fellow Booster Club officer, Sarah Wass, wondering if they could buy more time.
I don't know how upsetting it would be to even throw this out there, but I was saying we might need to extend Marchathon by a week.
We could. I mean, honestly, I think it's going to be like squeezing blood from a stone.
Bleak as things looked, parents at Mitchell Terena had also come through before. Since 2017, the Mitchell Terena Booster Club had averaged $188,000 a year in fundraising. The boosters say they have to. Just a decade ago, 3/4 of Mitchell Terena students were low income. Today, less than half are, which means the school no longer qualifies for federal low-income schools funding.
When those federal dollars go away, you're stuck in a bind.
Plas Campo Amor says to maintain funding for certain programs at Mitchell Terena, the Booster Club has to ask for money from a pool of families that, while wealthier than it has been, is still mixed income.
Half of our population, you know, cannot even afford to pay full price for lunch. And yet we still have to fundraise for all these things. We still have to find money somehow.
There are about 36 LAUSD schools just like Mitchell Terena where parents also know this pressure, according to KPCC's analysis of fundraising data and district spending records. These schools are somewhere between 25% and 50% low income, not enough for a higher tier of government help, but parents in these 36 schools also fundraise less, about half as much per pupil as parents in wealthier schools.
Those are legitimate concerns, but it also hampers real transformation for the schools that have most historically struggled.
Tanya Ortiz Franklin is on the LAUSD board, and before South LA voters elected her, she was an advocate, pushing the district to bend its funding curve so that schools serving students in the most extreme poverty got even more money. That effort ultimately succeeded, but for years, she says concerns about redistributing money away from mixed-income schools held the district back.
That is enough to persuade some of my colleagues to say, oh, wait, we're not going to have a slope so steep such that the schools at the highest tip really receive dramatically different investments.
So Mitchell Terena parents may be under unique pressure to fundraise, but Ortiz Franklin says don't lose sight. Far more LAUSD schools face the challenges of poverty. This point is not lost on many parents at Mitchell Terena, maybe especially for the parents leading fundraising efforts.
It's a bit like billionaires setting up charities rather than paying taxes.
Booster Club officer Toby Hemingway says it's unwise to funnel this much money for public education through private fundraising groups.
Well, the power is moving, guess where, to the parents with the loudest voice and who can raise the most money. I just think there needs to be a balance.
It's totally fine. This is awesome. Thank you so much for donating.
1 week later, on the final Friday of their big spring 2021 fundraiser, the mood at Mitchell Terena has completely shifted. Suddenly, the boosters' $45,000 goal seemed reachable.
It went over 30. It surpassed 30. Yeah.
It took some last-minute social media pleas and a few extra days of online fundraising, but Mitchell Terena's parent booster club not only met but exceeded its goal. They fully raised the total that they'd paid for an assistant principal. She is still at the school this year. We have published a first-of-its-kind tool showing just how much PTAs, booster clubs, and other parent groups raise in LAUSD, and you can look up your school or your neighborhood right now at LAUSD.com. thank you so much for listening to this weekend edition of the LA Report. Suzanne Whatley and Nick Roman are back on Monday with the AM and PM weekday editions. Until then, be safe and have a great weekend. I'm Kyle Stokes.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.